It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's like these guys take pride in being ignorant.
You know what's funny?
Hey. What?
When we do a contest like this to watch like hundreds of lines ringing.
Oh, sure.
And then we get to the end and we have one. And now he's gone. So I'm literally, people have quit on the contest.
They gave up?
Because they don't realize that I have not yet. I have not. Now, here's a call right here.
Uh-huh.
Let me take him right here. Hello, you calling for the contest?
Yes.
What's your name?
Renee.
Renee, where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Renee, how are you? You're caller 100. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Do you know how many people were sitting there and just got tired of waiting?
They gave up.
They dropped away. They fell away. And
quitters.
I loved watching it. I was talking to Rob about it during the break.
I know, and
there,
we were laughing at their misfortune.
This is a lot of fun. You ready to play the game?
I will try.
Now, what you did? Yeah, did you listen to most of today's show?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, unfortunately, no.
Going to decrease your chances severely.
Well, I'm going to ask you the question anyway. Did you listen to the beginning of the show?
The first few minutes.
Hey, Renee, we're doing a radio show here, okay? Are you a prize pig?
Did we wake you?
No.
Okay, well, liven up. You're on the radio right now. I'm going to ask you a question, even though you said you haven't listened. If you get the answer correct, you're going to win a pair of two-day passes to this weekend's Virgin Festival, okay? Oh, look at him calling now.
Oh, yes,
now. They smell blood in the water.
Now they want to play.
All right, so did you listen to the beginning of the show? I'm sorry, I asked that before, but I didn't get your answer.
Yeah, the first few minutes, yes.
Good luck, Renee.
All right. At the very beginning of today's show, I was talking about Bethann McBride, and she was doing something when she called me first thing this morning. Something was happening to Bethann. She was doing something when she called me this morning.
Was she playing with her beautiful breasts?
No.
It's a wonderful guess.
I am terribly sorry. Thank you, though, for trying. Let's go to our next caller.
Thanks, pain in the ass.
Hello. Hello. Who is this?
This is Mark. How you doing?
Mark, where are you calling from?
Owings Mills.
All right, Mark, here you go from Owings Mills. You listen to the beginning of the show, you're going to get this right. I spoke this morning about speaking with Bethann McBride. She was doing something when she called me this morning. What was I talking about her doing?
She was going into the bathroom, I believe.
I am sorry. That was a guess. That is not correct. Wow. I like this. This is fun.
Yes. Dummy.
Hello, who's this?
This is Brent.
Brent, where are you calling from?
Stockton, California.
Stockton, California. Be very tough for you to go to the weekend's Virgin Festival in Baltimore, wouldn't it?
Very would. Will,
yes, it would. Okay, let's take another call
off
here.
Off with you, then.
Hello, who's this?
Dummy.
This is Paul.
Turn your radio down, Paul.
Oh, my bad.
I love unscreened calls. Paul, were you listening to the beginning of the program today?
I sure was.
All right, here's your question. I want to ask you, what was Bethann doing when she called me this morning?
Well, at first she was crying because of the death.
That's all you need.
That's all. Now shut up.
That's all you need. Congratulations. You have won. All right, shut up, please. You've won a pair of two-day passes to this weekend's Virgin Festival 2008 at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore, featuring the Foo Fighters, Wilco, Stone Temple Pilots, and more.
You like
Get
them?
Your details at virginmobilefestival.com. Tickets through Ticketmaster. Congratulations, and hold on the line, okay?
Thank you so much, Radio God.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to have you on the show. And that's a lesson to everybody.
Yeah,
it's
listen.
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
They're all calling now, but people, like, run out of gas. No, yeah. If we're going to do a contest where I'm going to ask you a question, you hang in there.
Yeah, wait till we announce a winner.
Yes.
Be
yes.
strong.
Because every chance, every clue is a chance
That's
for you.
Right.
I don't know
five
what that
way, five big ways to win big.
All right, let's get right back to it. Grooming Lounge, I don't know where we were in this, Rob. I think we had just sat down for our shave and haircut.
Yeah, I believe we've all sat down at this point.
Yes. Now, you'll hear a big chunk of time that goes by because really when we were getting the hot towels.
We slept.
And we fell asleep.
Okay, this is segment four here.
Let's go.
Okay, I just had my beard trimmed, and I saw that they hacked off some of Rob's beard as well. Now Rob has a complete hot towel wrapped around his face. Hey, Rob, can you hear me?
I can't breathe.
Rob, I want to say, as soon as they wrap that towel around your head, someone has removed your pants.
Is it normal? Is it policy to have my hands bound under this cloth?
I just had to come over because you look ridiculous. You haven't gotten your full shave yet, but they did hack off most of your beard, right?
Yeah, all that I guess the only thing that's exposed right now are my feet and my nose.
Have you warned the person that will be doing your hair today about your chronic flatulence?
Oh, there's no need at this point.
We'll check.
Figured it out.
We'll check back in a moment. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget Party on the Eights of Bungalow, please, coming up this Friday night. Goodbye.
Okay. Click.
Here we go. Here's the next segment.
All right, on to the next segment.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Tanera. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What will you be doing to me today?
I will be taking care of your nail service today.
Oh, you're going to be doing my manicure?
Yes, I will.
That's fantastic. Who will be handling the Brazilian wax for me today?
I'm not sure who's going to tackle that today.
Same joke I've used twice. All right, very nice meeting you. I'm looking forward to my manicure. What's my manicure going to entail today?
Your manicure is going to entail cuticle maintenance, filing and shaping, and moisture for your hands.
Now, the man on the far end, the buzz over in the corner, is there a chance that we could have his nails removed?
Well, is that necessary?
I'd love to see it happen. All right. We'll check back in a little bit. I've been talking too much. I have to get my treatment now, right?
I agree. Let's get started.
Okay.
I
also
agree.
Buy these things.
Yeah, I agree.
He was a ball buzz.
All right. Onward. All right.
What's next? Okay, we've completed the... Hello, if I sound a little lethargic. We've completed the shave and manicure, which I found to be extremely relaxing. So now I'm going to get my hair cut. And before I do that, thank you very much, Ashley.
Kaylee.
And Peter.
Bill.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thanks so much. It was wonderful. Rob is now getting his manicure over here. Rob, I found my shave to be incredible. Look at how rosy your cheeks are.
Look at you. What's with all that blood? What carnage.
How do you feel after your little shavy wavy? Well, listen, the reason we couldn't talk to you while the procedures were going on is because we were all wearing hospital gowns. Now, the reason we couldn't speak to you is because we were having our process done. Now, Rob is getting a... What do you think of Rob's nails?
I think Rob has great nails.
Don't I have better nails? You just worked on my nails. You said I had great nails. Do you tell that to all the boys that come in here?
No, not necessarily, but it's honestly, you both have great nails.
His nails have been damaged over the years due to constant picking, but...
Well, Mike, what do you get after, you know, years and years of never having done an honest day's work?
You get dove-like hands. Hands that have never done hard labor.
Exactly.
Well, how are you? You're going to get a hand massage a little bit later.
Oh, I'll take it.
And I'm not talking about the dirty kind. I'm talking about the real kind that's going to be fun.
I'm not sure you know what you're talking about.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, Buzz, are you all done?
No, I'm not. No, I'm just...
Why are you standing up?
I've just finished my shave because Anne asked me to. Anne makes me a little nervous. Told me her favorite movie is Sweeney Todd.
Did you have a good time? Did you get your manicure yet?
No, not the manicure yet. This is a slower process than anyone expected.
Oh, let's stop it right there. Buzz has to do a lot of prep for the news on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So his time, really, he has
precious.
To squeeze it in.
I was watching
the
clock.
Walk in here a minute before the show starts right. every day. That's mm-hmm. all I do. Buzz was definitely feeling the pressure of the time, and we're having this beautiful treatment, and I already could tell he was fidgeting.
Yeah.
It's taken more time than I ever expected that it would possibly take.
An hour for the shave, and so I was beginning
to wonder, the whole point.
I thought, well, the haircut should take longer than that.
The whole point is the hour for the shave.
See.
You didn't enjoy yourself?
Oh, I thought it was very nice.
Okay, let's
I did find out one thing, though. There are certain places they won't put the hot oil.
Okay. All right, sit down. So you haven't gotten your hair cut yet, right?
No, not yet. About to.
Let me ask you a question, Anne. Observing Buzz's hair, would you say, do you think that the excessive use of coloring over the years has damaged his hair?
No, it looks pretty good.
Does it appear to be hair that's been overly colored?
No, it's actually...
Damn it, I was hoping for another answer. I'm going to get you one of these days. All right, Bill. All right, I'm going back over to my seat.
I'm really
here.
Relaxed
I swear
at
to
this
God,
point.
I feel I all tell. Woozy because I feel so relaxed. It's incredible. I'm going to sit back in... I'm going to sit back in the chair, and Angela
Kaylee
is going to be taking care of the haircut, and so we're going to get that. I seem to have lost my smock. Do I need to have that replaced?
Yeah, we'll fix it.
Okay, very good. We'll check back in with you. Yes, we're all having time. Everybody having a good time at the grooming lounge, gentlemen? Yes, bully, we'll be right back.
You're so good with names.
I was really relaxed. Yes, I remembered them like that, just like that. It's photographic.
Actually, Mike, when we have our eyebrows waxed, we're going to be sharing the tape.
That's very exciting. I'm not worried about that one little bit, are you?
Not at all. Oh, look what you're getting. You're getting the marital aid.
It's a vibrator.
She's taking a vibrator to me right now. We're here at the grooming lounge. What a lovely day it is. A day of beauty for three queens. It's queen for a day, baby.
My vibrator was missing for some reason. Bill said it was in his office.
It was wonderful. You know, they use a lot of oil when they shave. I love it here at this joint. It's very nice. But if I was going to really figure out a formula to real success, you would combine the oil and the vibrator. I don't know
what I'm saying.
They'd have to use another towel.
Just trying to have a little fun, folks.
Have you seen Buzz's toupee?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing that Buzz has come in here and not only gotten a shave, but they have trimmed his wig so that it actually looks like real hair. And, you know, it's always looked like a piece of lettuce on his head. And for the first time, I think his wig looks really, really good.
You should hear the talking they're having. It's like they're building a bridge over there. He's saying too much forehead, not enough eyebrow.
Let's get Sam over here.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Bill from the grooming lounge. How long was it when Buzz was getting his treatment before he actually hit on the girl that was cutting his hair?
He did that actually as he was sitting down in the chair.
Buzz is having a good time. Let me bring you up to speed where we are at the grooming lounge. We have had, so far, I think we are two-thirds through with our day of beauty. Yeah. We have had the lovely manicure, complete with the hand massage, both Rob and I, and we have had the delightful shave. Three-quarters of that. We're having four procedures, right?
Four cosmetic procedures done.
Four procedures. We've had the manicure, we have the wonderful shave, and the haircut, and Amber...
Kaylee
has done a fantastic job on the hair all day, and you know, gave me good advice at the same time. And you take a great deal of pride in your work, don't you?
I definitely do. I love it.
What do you think of the hair? Do you think the hair came out okay?
I think your hair is fabulous.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh yes, yes, caress the hair. So we're sitting here, and now it's going to be off to the waxing room.
That's correct, in the aesthetics room, and we're going to do your eyebrows next.
All right, so it's the waxing room, and then Rob and I will both have a colostomy bag installed, and the procedure will be removed, and then it will be complete.
You know, and before we go, I really have to thank the Grooming Lounge for providing Buzz with a complimentary roll of their toupee adhesive. The Grooming Lounge wig tape, the best in the business, and the stuff doesn't have, it'll never move.
The only embarrassing wig moment, tape. I would say, and see, Buzz can't hear us over at the other side of the Grooming Lounge. It's a little embarrassing.
I remember when the lady said, "Excuse me, over here, the subject has released."
Bill tells me that normally people will be asked to leave when that happens, but because Buzz is a major news celebrity here in D.C., he's been allowed to stay. We're having a very good time.
Brian Williams did the same thing. All right, we're going to go get our eyebrows waxed, and we'll be back after we get our eyebrows waxed, or during. Bye.
All right, we're almost going to wrap this thing up here.
We'll really try to hold it in after you've drunk that oil.
I don't know what happened. I got that hand massage there, and I was out. Mm-hmm. I swear to God I was out.
We got so much. I suggest we just cut to the last segment.
All right, we're going to go to the last segment of
because
the waxing.
Because otherwise we would compromise news.
Okay, let's go. Let's hear the last segment.
So long, everybody.
That's it. Thank you very much. That was our last segment.
Segment. It was short, though.
Okay, very good. All right, we're back now. I have completed my treatment with Elena, who's grabbing a drink of water, because is this the most difficult session you've ever had with a couple of idiots
like us? Go back, because
we've
got to hear the introduction to Elena, Rob, when we're going inside, when we meet Elena from...
encapsulate where we are.
We are in the grooming lounge. I want to see. I overheard. I eavesdrop, and I overheard this gentleman saying one thing, and I just want to see if he'll give me permission. Tape for broadcast. For CBS Radio. Is that okay with you, sir? I heard you were getting married.
On August 16th, yes.
On the Mike O'Mara Show for the world to hear, would you like to profess your love to your lady?
I certainly would. Amanda, I love her, and I'm going to marry her on the 16th. We're going to have a wonderful life together.
And is there any way, possibly, I can talk you out of doing this terribly foolish thing?
I'm afraid it's too late for that.
And you're getting your all shined up for the big wedding day?
Yep, having to get the hair trimmed up and something to... You got the best haircut here from Ellie, who helped me.
From Ellie. Ellie's lovely, you know. Ellie's the type of woman, if I saw her at a wedding reception, you know, I swear to God, and there was any indication at all that she was single, I don't care how fat I am, I would make sure I sat next to her. Do you agree with me? I don't want you to get in trouble with your lady.
I think for you, you'd certainly have a chance. You should.
What a nice liar
okay,
he
let's
is.
Let's move
Good
forward
man.
Now. Let's
Good
meet Elena.
My feet let's touched. I really do. Don't you?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
What part was that?
All right, we go back in the room. Well, play the beginning of that. All right, please play.
I don't know. We're just jumping around. Oh,
he's
folks.
Skipping around.
That'll teach
me to leave
early. The light is a little dimmer back here.
Massage going on currently.
Really?
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was making those sounds. I was faking that. That was terrible. Hello, Elena. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you. I'm Elena.
Where are you from? Tell me where you're from, please.
Romania.
Romania! Oh, this is good. I am creature of the night. What beautiful music I make. All right, so we're going in here to get our waxing done. Now, for the purpose of comedy, you should warn your other guests back here.
I think that's Elena
breathing. When the waxing begins, you might hear a very large scream.
That's fine, but she's actually very good at her technique. You should not feel a thing. You should be just fine.
Just leave us with the Romanian woman. We'll be fine. All right? That's it. No
problem. I'm shooing Bill away again.
The screaming is us and not her.
She is much more attractive than Frau Bucher. All right, very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sal.
All right. So now... it's just, listen to the music. Quiet music in the background. Very peaceful in here. It's Rob and myself and your name again?
Elena.
This whole scene was sort of creepy looking back on it.
Very, very quiet, very dark.
It was the most sexy time Mike and I have ever had.
Right. All right. Bob White, enjoy your waxing with the good song stylings of Bob White.
All right.
Rob, who's going first?
I think you should go first.
All right, I'm going to go first. What do you want me to do, Elena?
I'm just going to have you lay back here.
Face up. It would be my pleasure. I love the accent. You know how I feel about accents.
Can you make him look like Joan Crawford in the movie Mildred Pierce?
No, I won't.
Nobody knows that.
All right, skip ahead, Rob,
okay,
to you getting away.
Okay, the last break here?
Yeah, last break. This is the very last thing. I think you know what's
All right, we're back now. I have completed my treatment with Elena, who's grabbing a drink of water, because is this the most difficult session you've ever had with a couple of idiots like us?
No.
Now, you having a good time?
I am. Yes, I do.
Is it as much fun as a Romanian schnapps party?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Now Rob is getting the massage on his forehead. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Mike. How have you been?
This has just been a wonderful day of beauty. I just am light as a feather.
I know. It seems a shame we have to do a show. I'd love to consider, just luxuriating the rest of the day with you.
Now, Rob, I'm going to set this up for you because this is going to be our last segment, and this is going to conclude the broadcast from the grooming lounge here.
Elena, do you prefer my eyebrows to Mike's?
Okay, skip ahead.
Hands,
let's get to it.
But I want to know about our eyebrows. How do they compare?
Because you have two removals, and I want to hear your last
two
removal.
In the years that we have worked together, and that cue is, of course, this is going to be the last possible segment we have here. And Rob is having the wax applied, and we're going to have the hair removed momentarily. And how far are we away from the hair being removed?
Just a second.
Just a second. And now let's go. Here we go.
You're not going to scream, are you?
I don't think so.
Good.
Hey, Sylvia!
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. He couldn't scream that loud because we're back in. This is Mike O'Mara reporting live from the Grooming Lounge in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. We hope you've enjoyed our day of beauty. So long. I'm Tim Gunn. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Rob.
Oh, they're going to do another poll of the wax here. Hold on.
They're applying it right now. We just signed off. We're leaving now.
Is the tape rolling?
Yes, the tape is still rolling, I believe.
Because she's going to remove some more hair here.
This is an outtake right here. Oh, this is more hair coming off.
It was very
here.
Quiet back there. Yes.
There it is. Yes, thank you.
And good night.
Good night, everybody, from the Grooming Lounge. A day of beauty, and now we're ready for our close-up.
Them.
We're very excited about that. Oh, my God, what fun. Thank you to Bill and also
all
Kaylee.
Of the nice people.
Kaylee, Kaylee, Ann, and Amanda.
Right.
Right.
Got them all there.
And the wax lady.
And the wax
lady,
Elena.
Oh, that's it.
Hey,
Zach,
you remember. Look at you.
All right, time for some buzz now. Serious business. What do we got, Buzz?
You want good news?
I do. I like good news.
Oil prices have dropped 20% since they hit their record high mark about a month ago.
No wonder they used so much of it at the grooming lounge.
Yeah, there was a lot of oil there today.
Oh, right, though.
Of course, we have not seen a 20% drop or anything like it in gas prices or anything else that's gotten more expensive because of those record oil prices, but because the oil market is so fragile, so vulnerable to so many things, this may or may not last. It might also mean the oil bubble has burst for speculators, and that's led to an increase in the value of the U.S. dollar at a time we really need that.
There you go.
So there's your good news.
Very, very cool.
Meanwhile, back in our day-to-day lives, more people are getting their electricity, gas, and water shut off because they can't pay all their bills.
Carrie?
Congress is looking for ways to help certain parts of the country where utility shutoffs are up by 50% and more.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
And the onset of winter can only make it worse. The help that Congress is considering could come in the form of another tax rebate stimulus package.
That'll help.
Americans seem to be drinking less.
Helped the first time, didn't it?
Absolutely. It was wonderful.
Look at gas prices coming down.
Mm-hmm. Americans seem to be drinking less alcohol.
No.
What does that mean?
No.
What are you doing with that kind of news on this show?
I bring you the truth. Not all of us, of course, are drinking less alcohol, especially
sure.
on this show.
This show, we're setting new records.
Can't do this story tomorrow, can you?
No. The number of alcoholics is about the same as it's been for the past 50 years.
Hi, everybody.
And good night.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
But a study in the American Journal of Medicine says alcohol consumption is down, especially beer.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I agree, Tom. He's making it up.
Brokaw, God, I love beer.
And Brokaw likes his beer, but Americans are drinking less beer.
Less beer? What's wrong with America?
I don't know.
Shut the hell up.
Okay, you pipe down, Keith. Mm-hmm. More people than ever report they don't drink anything alcoholic, especially the younger generation. The older crowd drinks more, but even they drink less as they get older. We are, as a whole, drinking more wine than we used to, and hard liquor consumption's actually held steady.
Joe Ardinger writes, more for me.
What a fine young man.
He's a wonderful boy.
So the biggest difference in the last 50 years may be that we are drinking less beer, a lot less.
I hate this.
This is really, really depressing me. This story is just going on and on. You made your point.
Let's
move on to the next story.
Couldn't it bring the price of beer down, though?
No. Well, maybe, because less demand, I guess, means more supply.
That's our spin.
Lower prices.
If you drink more beer, it will strengthen the United States dollar.
And it'll strengthen me.
Mm-hmm.
Strengthen the Belgian dollar. Another study, this one government-funded, says that all adults in the U.S. could be overweight 40 years from now. All adults.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
And researchers say even if they're wrong about this 100% projection, we should still be concerned because two-thirds of Americans already fall into that category.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Nice gastric bypass.
Yes, sir.
Some people's genetics will protect them from this trend, but quoting one researcher, that is the direction we're going.
Who knows?
Brett Favre, troublemaker. That's our story when we return.
Thank you very much, Buzz. And when we come back, we'll also have the Katie Thought of the Day, which I've forgotten all day today.
Good.
We'll be back with more news right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.